all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't. We're slowly learning that fact. And we're very, very pissed off.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the world's worst program. Welcome back to me. Welcome back to me. Welcome back to Rob.
This is Random Bites Radio for December 19th, 2004, folks. Merry ho-ho. I'm Ross Rader, podcasting as live as I can be from Casa Disco in treeless Toronto, Ontario, Canada. So much has happened since we last talked. Spent most of my time, actually, down in South Africa. Went swimming with the great white sharks, climbed tall mountains, flew halfway around the world, and when I safely returned from that, I busted myself up in my front yard in what I can only characterize as a small fall from a small height, which makes me a big goof. Anyways, got tons of stuff lined up for you today, of course. You're going to get your rants and chants and chats from me, but also some great tracks from Mara, Songs Ohio, Citizen Smith UK, The Donnas, Death From Above 1979, a rapper called Dijon, believe it or not, 12, and my favorite, of course, Josh Jennings. But first, here's Mara doing Feather Boa. Hope you like this one, actually. It's a track out of a group out of the Philly area. Got a great sound, and I think you'll find that they sound familiar. Enjoy.
Come here now.
star. Every light on this side of the town suddenly.
The map, or if it's lost, we will try.
listen. Long dark blue. Listen. Long dark blue. Listen.
Bit of a theme there. Did you get it? That was the great tunes from bands that sound like other artists theme. Anyways, I'll leave it to you to figure out who I think those two sounded like. That last one was Songs Ohio doing Farewell, and before that, Mara doing Feather Boa. A little bit of a different sound this week. Got a new mic. Little treat from eBay. Now I just actually need to get myself a mixing board and an EQ, and I'll be completely happy. And a mic stand. Kind of had it in my head that I was going to get one of those nice boom mics with the I don't even know what it's called, but that doohickey that floats the mic off the boom so that you don't get any barrel noise off the mic, and just didn't get to it for reasons I'll talk about in a second. At the beginning of every show, I lead off with a little thing saying I'm podcasting from Casa Disco. And a couple of times I said, what the heck is Casa Disco? And I said, well, I'll tell you about it later. And I never have told you about it, so here it goes. Casa Disco is the name that Amanda and I have affectionately given to our house. We moved in here in August, this past summer. And we bought the place not because of its looks, but because of its potential and the fact that it was embedded right in the smack dab in the center of an amazing neighborhood. So we bought a project, and part of that project was getting rid of a great deal of ugly, as it were. On moving day, we came in, and the house was, of course, as the previous owners had left it, which was circa 1965. Literally, at no point over the last 40 years has anything been done to this house. As a matter of fact, there's maintenance records attached to the boiler in the basement that state that the last time somebody came in to look at that was 1985 or 1986 or something like that. So the house has just been, it's almost like a time capsule from late 60s to early 70s. And that means, of course, gold shag carpet. Yes, let's hear it for the gold shag. Mirrors, absolutely everywhere. You remember those mirror tiles with the gold flecks in them? Well, we have an entire bathroom wall that's just surrounded by these things. We have mirrors in the kitchen, mirrors in the front hall, just you name it. But the kicker was this wallpaper. It was this black stripes, jaggy stripes, on a reflective silver background, floor to ceiling, from the kitchen down into the basement. It was just like, whoa. I took a picture of it, actually. The flash went off and bounced around in there for like 3 days. It was just like really obscene 1970s or late 60s, early 70s decoration. And I'm sure it was palatable at some point, although I kind of doubt that. But, you know, we didn't buy the house because we liked the decor. We bought the house because it was a great house. You know, underneath all of that, for instance, under the gold shag carpet was beautiful hardwood floors that you know, they certainly needed a touch up. Stained glass windows everywhere. And, you know, so it's there's a lot to redeem it. But, you know, we looked at this and we started calling it Casa Disco because we felt like disco stew when we were walking around in here. But needless to say, we're slowly but surely getting rid of some of that 1970s style charm. What have we done so far? Put a dryer vent in. That was pretty exciting. Turn on the heat. If you remember one of the first podcasts I did, I was sitting on my couch shivering, waiting for the HVAC guy to show up. Well, he finally did, and we now have heat. Other little things like rewiring both the stove outlet and the dryer outlet in the basement so that we can not only heat the oven, but we can heat the clothes. So that was kind of nifty. What do we got coming up? Big electrical project. You know, we're going to redo 100% of the electrical. There's some old stuff in here and some new stuff. All of it's moderately safe.
I hope. But it's all going to go. For instance, we have no outside wiring. There is literally one 3-prong plug per room, if you're lucky. Things like that. So just we're going to rip out what's here and replace all that. Another big project is the roof. Shingles are starting to fly off. Chances are pretty good that it hasn't been done in 10, 15, 20 years. So a little bit of cake. The project this week, if you remember the closeout from show number 10, I was talking about the story that I forgot to tell about coming home from work with all these tree branches lying in the front yard. Well, one of the things we bought along with the house was, of course, a yard to go along with it. And in the front yard, there was these two trees. One was completely cool. It grew up beside the house. And it was a sumac. It grew up beside the house and hung down in front of the master bedroom window overlooking the front porch. So it was kind of neat there in the summer. You got the windows open, you hear the wind in the trees and the leaves rustling back and forth and the moon off in the sky. It was just kind of neat to look out. We've spent the last 10 years living in apartments looking down on trees. So just to look out the window and see one right there was always kind of neat. And the other tree in the front yard was this old birch that apparently, if I believe the stories that the neighbors tell, grew down into the sewage system. So the city had to come along and chop up a ton of the roots and save the sewage system from certain disaster. But in doing so, they killed the tree. So we've got this, or had this, this dead stick. It was like four stories high. It was a big, big tree. Just waiting to fall over on an unsuspecting passerby. And it was the bane of property values for blocks around, if I believe some of the stories I've heard from those living around here. But so yesterday, those both went, which was kind of bittersweet because it was, on one hand, it was nice to see that piece of, that widowmaker out there. It was nice to see that go. The other end, that live tree was... we had to get rid of it because it was growing off the foundation, and chances were pretty good that it was going to start growing through the foundation, and that's not a cheap fix. So we got some guys out yesterday to pull those trees down, but I wish it was something we'd done earlier because I'm sitting here in a full leg brace in my right leg. When I got back from South Africa, I figured it was time to get the house in Christmas shape, so I hopped up on my ladder and put a string of lights up on the front porch and put a bunch of lights in the windows in the front porch, and I thought, I've got one string left over, why don't I put lights along the eaves on the second floor? So I hopped up on the ladder, up on the roof of the porch. And the roof of the porch is actually elevated so I can reach up and string up the eaves, and I was just using a staple gun. The instructions in the lights say don't do that, but I did. It was maybe 15 minutes to get that second stringer up there, but coming down, I was by myself, and it was kind of uncomfortable. I didn't want to go down the ladder, so I figured, I'll shimmy down the tree like I've done a dozen times before, and you get into the tree, and you go down a couple of branches, and the last bit you've actually got to hang off of the lowest hanging branch and then drop about 2 feet into the garden, which I did, and landed. It's like, ow, landed on one leg because the ground was a little bit uneven, so rather than being able to distribute the force from my fall over two legs, and everything went into my right leg, and that caused my right knee to the joint to compress a bit, and at the time, I thought, whatever, it's a sprain, I'll feel that tomorrow, that kind of sort of, I'll walk it off. Winced, went about my business. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. After that, I did a little bit more with the Christmas lights, put up a smoke detector, installed a new doorbell, that kind of stuff. But by about 9 o'clock, the pain was just completely unbearable to the point where I was like, I thought I was either going to black out or throw up or, just those sort of hyper pain reactions that the body gets, just ready to shut off. So I figured, okay, time to go to the hospital. So we got to the emergency around 10:30 or so. By 3, we'd gone through the whole rigmarole of waiting in the waiting room, going to see the doctor, getting a diagnosis, going for x-rays, draining blood out of the knee joint. That was kind of I kept my eyes closed, but I think it was kind of gross. And to make a long story short, I ended up in a full knee brace for the next 4 weeks. I've got to go for an MRI, and you know, so you know, I have no excuse to not do anything computer related over the next little while. So you can expect me to get on my regular podcasting schedule again. You can expect my blog to be updated daily. I'll be able to get back on track with my PHP lessons. There's a whole bunch of ICANN related stuff that I need to write, a business plan, this and that. It's just what I'm not going to get to do is all the fun sort of holiday stuff. Like shopping is going to be a huge pain in the butt because I'll either have to do it on crutches and take somebody with me or in a wheelchair. It's like wheelchair Christmas time. Yeah, that's a bright idea. You know, going out and getting groceries is now all of a sudden a pain in the butt. I can't drive anymore. You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, look at me feeling sorry for myself. Well, whatever. It's not that bad. It's just really inconvenient. But heck, life is like that. And I guess we can move on. I'm going to... Let's play some tunes, I think, now. Here's a little bit of tunage. This little set is built just to get the bloods going. Starting off with a little ditty from Citizen Smith, UK. Hope you like it. Steps on the winter stream, wind half falls broken.
two guys, a bass guitar, and a drum set, ladies and gentlemen. That's Death From Above, 1979, doing Little Girl. Great track. Love those guys. Hope they meet with some success, because they're certainly a hard-working bunch of, well, hard-working duo, anyways. I used to remember when I was a kid just being, like, blown away by the amount of sound that that the Police could get live. And these guys are right there, and they're tight, and they're different. They're interesting, so that's really cool stuff. Before that was one of my favorite sort of neo-punk LA prepackaged groups. Not even prepackaged. I should be a little bit fairer than that. But that was the Donnas doing "Livin' After Midnight," one of the best Britpop or Brit metal. Britpop, yeah. Sorry to everybody that used to listen to that in 1984, 1985. "Livin' After Midnight," originally a Judas Priest tune. And, of course, before that, Citizen Smith, UK, anywhere but here. What to talk about? I've got two things. I think I'm going to go with the trip to South Africa. I kind of let off with that, so let's go with that. You know, I was quite, let me backtrack a bit. Beginning of December, end of November, I think I left Canada on the 29th of November, and I came back on the 12th of December, went down to South Africa for the regional ICANN meetings. If you remember the last show, I was frantically packing, and I put absolutely everything I own into one little suitcase and then jammed it into a cab and made my way to the airport while I was podcasting. And that was, I think it was 22 hours door to door, if I remember correctly. And I got there at dark, and, you know, it was kind of the typical travel experience at that point. You get into, you leave your house, you get into a little metal box, you toot along the highway, and you get into a big building. And when you get into that big building, you stand in a lot of lines, and then you cram yourself into a shiny metal tube for hours and hours and hours of end and eat the same bad food that the other 250 people are eating, and then you get out of that little shiny tube and you get into a big building that looks like the big building you got in just 22 hours previous, and then you get into a little shiny metal box and go back to a place that's not your house. It's called a hotel, and that's kind of what travel's all about. So when I got there, I checked in, which was kind of a neat little story. They had it was totally busy at the hotel. And there was no room in the inn, as it were. They had all the regular rate rooms that they'd promised all of us were just gone. So they said, they put me into a suite, which was sweet. You know, two rooms, fax machine, desk, two televisions, beautiful bath, heated floors, blah 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 blah. Just completely out of control. $1,000 a night US, that I was paying like $200 a night US for. So it was a great deal. And when I woke up the next day, I realized I was in a really, really, really beautiful place. I'm not talking about the hotel itself, but Cape Town. Just magnificent scenery from, you know, everything from Table Mountain to the ocean to the waterfront, the wildlife, and, you know, on and on and on and on and on. I would have to say is probably the most beautiful place I've ever been. Better than Rio, more picturesque than Costa Rica. I don't think that any place I've been to compares to what I saw there. You know, it's certainly a region that has its probably more than its fair share of problems. But there's one thing that you get in South Africa that I didn't see in other areas of Africa that I visited, which is hope, which was really, really, really cool. So, you know, given 100 years or so, I think they might be able to actually turn that around and have not only a great looking country on their hands, but a well-run, fair, democratic, egalitarian one on their hands as well. Went to a lot of places, saw a lot of things. You know, when you travel that far, not only are you concerned with the meetings that you've got to go to, which were just nonstop for the first 6 days. But you also want to see as much. So I got out to the famous Green Market Square, which is used to be sort of the trading center within Cape Town, but now it's a sort of an ethnic craft market.
did 100, well, 99% of my Christmas shopping was actually done there. It took me a few hours, a lot of bartering, a lot of walking away from prices that were I didn't think were so great. And you know, but I without fail ended up paying, I think, a fair rate for everything. You know, you probably talk to the guy at the other side of the table and he says, you know, without fail they rip me off every time, but at least I felt I got good value for a dollar. Can't talk about what I bought because those are all Christmas presents and there's still 6 days to go before that happens. What else did we do? Table Mountain. Table Mountain is this really neat, really old piece of rock that just comes straight up out of Cape Town. So you've got water, you've got city, and then you've got mountain. You take a cable car up there, and it's really, really cool. You stand up there, and you look down, and you can see for miles in every direction. It's just really, really neat. What else? Went up to Franschhoek, the wine region. Had a pretty interesting afternoon at Le Fromagerie, one of the local restaurants there. They brought in some vintners and explained their wines. We had some fresh cheese and some young wines, but it was a lot of fun. Probably the highlight, though, was my trip up the Hansbay, pardon the pronunciation, which is Afrikaans for Goose Bay. And that's where all of the sharks in South Africa are seen on a regular basis. Big, big tourism business up there. So we went up for the day. It's a two-hour drive from Cape Town. Got on a boat, got in a cage, and looked at sharks for 6 or 7 hours. And that was really, really cool. There was nothing more intense than going underwater and you're like a foot away from one of the most ferocious animals on the planet, and all that's separating you from, you know, a big nip is, you know, it's a little bit more than chicken wire, but that's what it feels like. Beautiful creatures as well. I wish I could, you know, explain the experience a little bit better. It was just so intense, so serene. There was nothing violent about it, even when the sharks were yanking on the bait. It was just really calm. The whole day, the whole event was just really, really, really calm is the only way I can describe it. If you've got the chance, you certainly have to go. Anyways, in the podcast directory that goes along with this podcast, I've got a bunch of photos up there that I'll link to. So if you're interested in kind of seeing some of what I'm talking about, just go back to bite.org, look up the entry for show number 11, and I'll have a link there. Unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to upload all my pictures yet. I've uploaded 2 days out of the 12. I'm just nuts when it comes to taking pictures. But I'll get to that as soon as I can. So that was South Africa in a nutshell. So many stories, so much fun to be had. It was on the highly recommended list. I just wish it was a lot closer. So at what's looking to be the start of a bit of a tradition here, the second set of the show, or the other side of the coin, is a little bit of hip-hop. So what we've got here is some D-John to kick it off for you. It ain't nothing like hope you like it. It ain't nothing like pulling a shawty, you leave the club, and you couldn't like shawty, if you with it, then let's roll. The boys get it, so let's go. It ain't nothing like being up for your women and chicks on your button like whoa. You already know we gets down like whoa. Shout out what's up, cause we don't know. Like whoa, look at this grease ball. Keep the silly on vibrate, but the chickens, they keep calm. Boys in the twist. It's outside for life, we live on the west coast. As far as the west goes, what's cracking, my niggas, what's happening? Chillin' khakis and tees, I'm hearing my trunk rattling. Get up the rock, it's going down to 9. Hey, it's all good, dawg, we having a good time. Still, it's all hood, dawg. Keep it loaded, but tuck the dogs. I'm in the parking lot, pimping and waiting on y'all. Dawg, light up a cube and get the blowing like Big Ruben. Make a round through the club, I'm watching these chicks move. They hip sick, she got ball in the junk. Yo, I'm finna get a crack. Hey, shawty, what's that? It ain't nothing like pulling a shawty, you leave the club and you couldn't like, whoa. Shawty, if you with it, then let's roll. The boys get it, so let's go. It ain't nothing like being up for your women and chicks on your button like, whoa. You already know we gets down like, whoa.
Haters in the club mad, they pimping the slack. And I ain't even a full-blown pimp. But chickens is choosing me cause I walks with a limp. I mean black, Mexican, Hispanic, and Asian, Ethiopian, Puerto Rican, and Caucasian. If I give her some time, the shorty gotta be blazing. Love in the club with the niggas is hating. Me and my niggas chillin', mind we making. I wave through the crowd and checkin' I was shaking. Mommy moving it like she been eating some bacon. Staring me in my eyes and vibrating the vibes. I said, go ahead, work it a little. Twerk what's under the skirt like I'm working the middle. I'm knowing you ain't come inside with me. But shorty, use a dime. Come and take a ride with me. It ain't nothing like pulling a shorty. You leave the club and you couldn't like, oh. Shorty, if you with it, then let's roll. The boys get it, so let's go. If you the baddest chick in the club, shawty, shake it,
shake it.
I love it when your body move, don't be scared.
If you the baddest chick in the club, shawty, shake it.
Shawty, I been watching you, watching me.
If you the baddest chick in the club, shawty, shake it.
We both know why you here, mommy, go ahead, drop it, please.
Move, girl.
Shake it like it's on fire.
Move, girl.
Shake it like it's on fire.
Move,
girl. Shake it like it's on fire.
I'm on fire.
Move, girl. Shake it like it's on fire.
I'm on fire.
Move, girl. Shake it like it's on fire.
I'm on fire.
Move, girl. Shake it like it's on fire.
I'm on fire.
Move, girl. Shake it like it's on fire.
I'm on fire.
Move, girl. Shake it like it's on fire.
I'm on fire.
Thugs in the club, put your hands up. Get balance and dance like Amber. Shawty's in the front, niggas in the back, get it cracking. I'm feeling you, feeling me, shawty, what's happening? Thugs in the club, put your hands up.
Like a shake my body like a twist my body like a
don't you do that.
I'ma bend my body like a move my body like a twerk my body like
girl,
a
show
I'm a hot girl to the core, you don't know me, homie. In a spot like yo, there she goes, they on me. Put your glass down, look around, ain't nothing happening. All eyes over here, got you and your boys hands clapping. Black Barbie ready to move some. Glide across the floor, getting paid, ain't ass for the dough. I works my shit trick, do it with class. You pissy mad when I move my body real fast. I came to be me, this ain't no movie. The hydraulical skills done paid a few bills. High heels, toes manicured, I'm clean. The crowd hyper, out chasing the green.
Cause I'ma work my body like a shake my body like a twist my body like a
don't you do that.
I'ma bend my body like a move my body like a twerk my body like
girl,
a
show man.
Cause I'ma work my body like a shake my body like a twist my body like a
don't you do that.
I'ma bend my body like a move my body like a twerk my body like
girl,
a
show man.
Dance floor is packed, the DJ on the fat ass track. I'm still buzzing from the dro, UV in my Newport pack. Who said, yo set, all of your size. Stay in the league where hoes don't qualify. With the pat on my face, a strange girl wanted advice on the outfit and her face, cause she on a man chase. I told her she was fresh and I don't rock none cheap. Moving with the best of pros, don't sleep. I put it down from my rings to my shoes. Watching the maze, how it shakes and how it moves. Cup in one hand, the other's in the air. I wave that motherfucker like I just don't care. Drink got me not giving a damn. Inside's feeling good. My body's seducing its manhood. I'm here for everybody to see. It's not the everywhere you go. Same hoe, it ain't me.
Cause I'ma work my body like a shake my body like a twist my body like a
don't you do that.
I'ma bend my body like a move my body like a twerk my body like
girl,
a
show man.
Cause I'ma work my body like a shake my body like a twist my body like a
don't you do that.
I'ma bend my body like a move my body like a twerk my body like
girl,
a
show man.
Groupies and chicken heads, they fall. Super eye magnet, candy and all that shit. My homegirls know about it, don't believe that trick. After this party, we gon' go to your party. She leaving with what's her name, he leaving with shawty. Outside the club, he still doing it big. Don't get your nuts up to get your girl slapped up. What duck? Hating cause I did my thing, cause she couldn't hang. Had the whole flow moving off some yin yang. Body talking shit, she couldn't comprehend like a move like a anyway she tried, she couldn't bounce.
Cause I'ma work my body like a shake my body like a twist my body like a
don't you do that.
I'ma bend my body like a move my body like a twerk my body like
girl,
a
show man.
Cause I'ma work my body like a shake my body like a twist my body like a
don't you do that.
I'ma bend my body like a move my body like a twerk my body like
girl,
a
show man.
nation invasion. Maybe you're impatient for our new animation from our radiation. Indeed, it's amazing how I read this music. I slowly fuse it with neat new shit to make it increasingly anti-useless and a my Caucasian persuasion, baby. Sensation invasion, maybe you're impatient for audio animation from my radiation.
Like shady ace made it with bacon. I'm gonna crush face and insane accusations, but I'm sick. I make reservations at places where it tastes special. Can't you fill my face full of dairy air? Cause that's where it's at. And that's fairly fattened in your face like a baseball bat. While I'm cracking dope in the back of your home and then slowly rolling to this song all along. You know it is always right and never wrong. Now it's on light. At night, better spend mine. Cause I gotta set time to get inside your mind and commit crimes that you do all the time. You never find the right kind of rhyme cause they're all mine. Bitch, did you catch that shit? Cause when I drink too much coffee, I always get awfully bossy and start talking too quickly. I simply slow it down so you can hear me. In theory, you'll fear me, cause I'm the king of music sincerely. Clearly, I reign supreme, my kingdom's compared to a ring. Infinite listening at the finish line. I'm always winning, cause grinning and sinning is what I like to do best. Start pinning up my poster and tattoo my name on your chest. This is my Caucasian persuasion, baby. Sensation invasion. Maybe you're patient for our new animation from my radiation. Indeed, it's amazing how I'll read this music. I slowly fuse it with neat new shit to make it increasingly anti-useless and a my Caucasian persuasion, baby. Sensation invasion, maybe you're impatient for audio animation from my radiation.
When you're engulfed by the sound, whirling round without a collar, straight to the pound with your howl. Yes, there's a mound of grass behind my tires when I fly past, driving fast. Cause I'm always in the mud like Bubba Sparks. You wanna fart, you better pardon yourself from the table. If you don't, it might get painful. I got a crate full of hateful people in case you like to meet them, unless you're unable because you went AWOL and you're fleeing. Cause you don't really wanna fight in the wars, so widen the course. You're plenty pretty smiling whores. Cause I got no more money. I'm riding up big red wagon, pants sagging, feet dragging. Girls better not be ragging when I'm attacking and macking. If they are, they better prepare for some intense little dick smacking. I'm not retracting my statement, so don't even test my patience. If you're offended, go to another station where I'll be waiting with paintings that are fading cause of insufficient shading. I say you're crazy if you hate me because I'm having your baby. But wait, I don't have a uterus. I'm new to this. I blew a kiss right to a hoochie miss. My schlafly, so I flagged that cabby gladly and got out of this mad fantasy. You wanna see what's coming? G, look underneath your feet. I'm creeping up this tree of sweets. I'm ready to be crowned
king. This is my Caucasian persuasion, baby. Sensation invasion. Maybe you're patient for audio animation from my radiation. Indeed,
it's amazing how I read this music. I slowly fuse it with neat new shit to make it increasingly anti-useless. And my Caucasian persuasion, baby. Sensation invasion, baby. Audio animation from my radiation
from my radiation. Ladies and gentlemen, the unstoppable, the unstoppable, inimitable Josh Jennings with Caucasian Persuasion. Man, is he, I just like him a lot. He's good. Before that was 12 doing Work For, and starting that off was Mr. Mud doing it. I cannot speak today, folks, at all. Was Mr. Mustard Dijon doing it right style in the library with It Ain't Nothing Like. Well, seeing as how I can't speak and I have nothing else to talk about, I think that's a wrap. Hopefully next time I will have a mic stand so that you don't hear me talking like this and then, you know, getting further and closer away as I move around, and you won't be hearing any of the you know, that kind of stuff, because my cable is at least this mic cable is kind of boned, and hopefully I'll be a little bit more in touch with what's going on out in pod space in the blogosphere, because I've got nothing to rant about. You'd think that you know, 4 days on the couch would actually give me some opinions on some stuff, but to be honest with you, I haven't listened to a podcast in like 3 weeks, and what's going on in the blogosphere is just bogus right now, so it's not getting my blood going. So if you want me to hear, you know, you want to hear me talk about local politics or the weather or stuff like that, you know, there might be a rant in there somewhere there, but nothing going on in the blogosphere is just is going to do it. So, folks, I think that's going to be a wrap. I'm going to get back to my couch, and I'll leave you with Big Sugar. So I'm hoping that you will actually get an interim podcast out of me before next Sunday. It would only make sense. I've got nothing but time on my hands. And, well, let's see what I can pull off. Anyways, folks, Raider signing off. Random Bites Radio on December 19th, 2004. Hope you enjoyed yourself. I did. Always the case, though. And I'm getting out of here now, guys. Stay loud. Stay proud. And please, 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 don't let Monday get the best of you. Take care, everyone. Good night.